Now, on the subject of hard-to-answer questions, we'd better catch up with what Hannah's been finding out for our question of the week.
This week, we climb the Tower of Babel to get our brains round this.
Hello there, my name is Esther and I am calling from Madrid. I came back to Madrid to take care of my niece, Adriana. She is just 1 year old. Since then, I have spoken to her solely in English. So my question is it okay if I speak to her in English or I am delaying her learning? Thank you so much for your help.
So, is it good to raise your baby bilingual? We turn to developmental linguist Professor Antonella Seracci from Edinburgh University.
The short answer is yes, raising a baby to be bilingual certainly affects his brain for the better.
Aha, but I'm sure I've heard raising a baby with two languages is actually bad for development, that they won't do quite so well at school.
What is coming out of research is a completely different picture. Bilingual children tend to be better, for example, at understanding how language works in general, and so they pick up other languages more easily. They tend to learn to read earlier than monolingual children. They find it easier to appreciate that other people can have different perspectives and different points of view. And bilingual children also tend to be better at focusing attention and monitoring their own behaviour.
So there are long-term benefits of being brought up bilingual, including, as published this week in the American Academy of Neurology, delayed onset of old age dementia. So the bottom line for Esther.
I would say, Esther, go for it. Try to speak English to your baby and to create many opportunities as possible for your child to hear English and to get engaged with English.
Thanks, Antonella and Esther, for getting in touch with the question. We slickly squirt into our next question. Simon Ashby wrote in with this.
In the base of my mouth, below my tongue, I am sometimes able to eject a very fine spray of saliva out of my mouth. I know I am not the only person able to do that, as a friend of mine could do this at will. He would lift and move his tongue and produce a fine jet of saliva that squirted from his mouth. The question is, why are we evolved to be able to do this?
It's called gleeking, and it's pretty gross. But can you do it? And if so, why do you think it happens?
That was disgusting. And if you think you know the answer, then please write to us, chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can also go onto our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum, where you can see what other people are saying. That is it for this week. But thank you very much to our guests, Anthony Dean, Alistair Compston, Stephen Hauser and Luke Learson. Thank you also to Hannah Critchlow for joining in. And the production this week was by Kate Lamble. You can join us next week when we'll discover the technologies that are used to restore everything from aeroplane parts to old Doctor Who episodes. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust, the STFC and the EPSRC. My name's Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening.